This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact. Each Tuesday, we look at how the creative sector impacts the quality of life and economy in Washtenaw County, and we do so with the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And today, Deb Pollock joins us on an important day for the creative industries. That, of course, is Election Day. And thank you very much for the time, Deb. I appreciate it.
Yeah, David, I'm all ready to go vote as soon as we're done and off the air today.
That's perfect. Now, as you consider your votes, I want to hearken back to what the Arts Alliance is doing with Election Day and the lead up to elections. And why are local candidate races really important to the creative industries in Washtenaw County? I think sometimes that's an overlooked piece of the puzzle.
Elected officials have the authority and the ability to influence investment in public policy in regards to a lot of things, and incorporated and included in that is the arts and the creative industries. So we are very interested in having people in office that are concerned about and want to make sure that the arts and creative industries are incorporated into the programs and the opportunities and the business investments that take place in Washtenaw County. So it's very important for our constituents, the creative Washtenaw people, to pay attention to the candidates that are running for office.
So when, as a representative of that industry, you're formulating the questions for candidates to answer in the Arts Alliance survey, how do you prioritize them to get to a place of understanding of how a particular candidate may work to enhance that sector of the economy?
Yeah, so we've been doing this candidate survey for a number of years now, and our intention is to provide the candidates with a fair amount of information about how important the arts and creative industries are to Washtenaw County. So we provide background information about the economic development aspects of the arts and creative industries. We provide that for locally in Washtenaw County, but also on a national level. And also, you know, the intrinsic values of the arts, why it's important to us as a society and us too as a community. And so we want to provide that so that they can answer the questions about how important the arts and creative industries are to them personally, but also how they see it play out on a public platform. And so we do the survey to ask them those questions and to provide an opportunity for every candidate that runs for public office in Washtenaw County to respond. And then we put that out there on our websites and through the media.
And, not to a, and our of course, everyone doesn't respond.
No, not everyone does respond. We have had years that we've had great responses and others a little bit less so. I think it really depends on the candidates clearly and what their interests are. We've been pleased with the numbers that we do get, and I think it does inform the public about the importance of this area and who's running for office and what they care about in our community. You know, it really is about value. What our community values in regards to quality of life and quality of place. And what I mean by that is that when we look at the things that we invest in through public dollars and public policy, things like quality of life issues in regards to transportation and education and libraries and water and environment and parks, those are all things that we have commissions for. We invest dollars in through direct tax funding and or appropriations. And at this point in time in Washtenaw County, we really don't have those dollars and or those public policies that are set aside for this arena as a whole. And so that's actually something else we are looking at. You know, we have something like 27 different municipalities in Washtenaw County, and we're actually creating a report card in regards to the arts and creative industries.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. Each Tuesday we get together with Deb Pollock to explore the impact of the creative industries on life in Washtenaw County. Now, you've talked about perhaps a lower level of investment in arts, culture, and the creative industries than you would particularly like. But as we take a look at what is going on, the challenges these governmental units are facing, you've already mentioned they have put some focus on other areas of the budget, but revenue sharing from the state continues to be an issue. Issues, homelessness, affordable housing, infrastructure, that's at the fore. In exploring how municipalities do spend their budget, have you identified where these government units can make more of an investment in the creative sector?
Well, sure. There's dollars, absolutely. And some of those things, the dollars can be invested on things like Percent for Art programs, which we did have here in Ann Arbor, and then that was rescinded a number of years ago. So there's a number of ways that public dollar investments can happen. They can be built into work that is already taking place. They can be built into strategic and economic plans. For example, we already build projects, you know, in our communities. We already improve roads. So how can the arts and creative industries be built into those programs that are already happening? You talked about affordable housing. Affordable housing is something that is also critically important to those that work in the arts and creative industries. There are certainly people that work in those fields that need affordable housing. So how can we work together to make those things happen? So the public investment opportunities, the dollar investments as allowed in Michigan are things that are relatively limited, frankly. We can use accommodation ordinances to be used for things like marketing. We can use accommodation ordinances, and those are taxes that are put on the hotels. Those can be used for, as I said, marketing. Those can be used for improvements to venues, something that doesn't happen here. We could, if we wanted to vote for such a thing in Washtenaw County like we do for our parks, we could put a property tax millage in place if we wanted to, again, as a citizen's value of such a thing. And then the municipalities can also do appropriations, and some of ours do. So Dexter, for example, puts about almost $30,000 a year into the arts and creative industries. Celine is doing a similar thing, and then places like Pittsfield Township and Ypsilanti Township are now embedding these kind of programs into their strategic and economic plans. So there are ways to do it. Sometimes without putting more money into them. So I think it's a matter of being creative. It's a matter of working together and finding out how we can make this happen so that we don't lose our competitive edge as the place in Michigan where people think of to go in regards to the arts.
Our conversation with Deb Pollack continues on 89.1 WEMU. Deb is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for the Creative Impact feature each Tuesday. And hearkening back to the survey for a moment, based on the responses from those who did answer this year, did you see a trend in attitudes or a commonality that extends beyond the borders of the cities, townships, and villages that these candidates are seeking to represent?
Well, of course, I have to be somewhat careful about how I respond to that, because as an organization, we cannot endorse any candidate. So our goal is to always just be upfront. Everybody gets the same response. But I think what I would say overall is that our candidates are generally enthusiastic and supportive about the arts and creative industries. I do believe that they struggle in figuring out how they can best be involved and invest and create public policy that is best for the sector and best for our community. So that's, I think, part of our goal. And I think that those that have responded are enthusiastic about working together to figure out how best to do that. So I take that as a positive step forward. And I also look towards the arts and creative industries, the members of that industry, the members of the Arts Alliance, to work with us to create kind of an army of advocates so that we can be out there talking about these issues and the importance of it and the return on those investments.
Every election is important, Deb. I certainly don't want to take away from that or this particular election on Election Day. In 2018, though, it is a midterm election and will draw more overall interest from the public and better turnout. Only 15% to 20% expected to turn out in Washtenaw County today. What is the creative sector in Washtenaw County doing right now in advance of the midterm elections?
Well, we will be out there. I'm working with Creative Many Michigan. We'll be doing an arts advocacy day in Lansing in the spring. Of course, all of our Washtenaw County members will be invited to attend that, as well as our elected officials and those that are seeking office. We will bring that back to Washtenaw to work more specifically on the issues that are here in Washtenaw. We, again, are talking about, as I said, training that advocacy army so that that we're out there talking about these issues and making ourselves identified. You know, it is a big sector. If you take not only the people that are working in it and are involved with the sector, but if you take the people that buy tickets that are members of organizations, there's a lot of people invested in the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County. And if we think collectively and we work collectively, we can absolutely make a difference. So that's where we're headed. And we look forward to that Arts Advocacy Day. We will do another arts and creative forum here in Washtenaw County next summer before the primaries. That's always important here because so many decisions are made at the primary level in August. We'll be looking forward to working with WEMU on that. You guys cover these things so well.
Well, thank you for the time today, and we'll let you get out to the polls and cast your vote.
That's right. I can't wait to wear my sticker that said, I voted.
That is Deb Pollock, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance. I'm David Fair, inviting you to join us next Tuesday for the next presentation of Creative Impact. Creative Impact is a weekly feature heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.